There are two types. People who leave sandwiches they make in their fridge, and people who eat that sandwich, they go through it. It's not living in that fridge.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if there's you got a big sandwich, then you save some of that sandwich. I don't know.
Wait, can we pretend there's a diner on the blimp?
There is a diner on the blimp.
Oh, look at you. Wait, now I'm thinking that's too complicated to do a thing right now with a diner being on the blimp because there's so many people I want to be in a diner.
Just me, it's just Mickey Rourke.
I forgot how much of The Wrestler takes place in a diner. Wait, we can't talk movies. I have a hard time with people I have this eternal debate as to whether someone serving you food should be nice and like helpful or whether they should be like almost a robot.
Ooh, definitely almost a robot.
Right? Because sometimes it's creepy, but then other times...
some people don't like the robot service.
Here's where I'll tell you I don't like the robot. Like, hey, does this have peanuts in it? No. Oh, whoa.
What?
You know what I mean? That's not enough for me.
No is not enough?
No, like the reassurance of stuff. Like, I don't really believe anyone anyway. Like, so if you ask someone at a restaurant, like, oh, what's in this? And they're just like, no. Rather, if they're a robot. But if they're nice, it's just like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, oh, that kind of thing. I could rip everyone's head off. Does that make any sense?
I guess I know what you mean, but that's more on you.
Oh, it's all on me.
Then the robots.
Was I not clear? Oh, this is all my fault. It's not anyway. It's not like I'm saying restaurant industry changed to meet Michael's fickle needs of having some waiters who are very affectionate about telling me what's in food and other waiters who talk like automatons.
I don't know, man. I'm not there to have a whole conversation with whoever's taking my order, so I definitely am leaning more towards the robot people. But you know, what if I'm in a restaurant and I want to go, hey, what's good here?
Oh my god, you should be sent to an island.
No. You think so?
Yeah.
Sometimes
for
I'm
sure.
A little indecisive.
Yeah, okay, then don't go into the restaurant yet. Go to a grocery store, figure out what food is and like what flavors are, start at a cheaper level. What's good here?
What's the special? What do people get? What's popular?
Who are you? Are you Guy Fieri? Like what are you
talking
about? Full
throttle. Fire. Gasoline.
What do people get here? Who are you? People get French fries, coffee, or like a little bit of urine on themselves in the bathroom. Like, what do you want, Dan?
Hey, I'm not saying that I'm like this. Even most of the time.
If you're like it even once, it's an insane thing to ask.
I disagree.
Well, anyway, welcome to Wait, Don't Fuck Me, a home for weary digital travelers. I'm Mike Fallick.
I'm Dan Kane.
Dan, we're here in the blimp today, recording another episode, yelling at each other about opinions at diners. We get along at diners. We don't eat together often, like in a formal setting, but we get along swimmingly despite that heated argument. We're sorry. We shouldn't argue in front of the audience. They don't want to hear.
Sorry, audience. No. It's not your fault. I mean, it is. We made a lot of sacrifices having an audience.
Yeah. But don't worry. We have really passionate makeup podcast after this.
Yeah.
throws me against the wall and we do a podcast. It's crazy. Yell stuff.
That's a funny concept.
Isn't it? Let's play our flagship game. Wait, don't fuck me. Let's drag in the new theme song.
Patrolling the internet for ne'er-do-wells and the pearls amongst swine from the wait, don't fuck me blimp. It's wait, don't fuck me with Mike Ballett and Dan Kane.
So here's the rules of wait, don't fuck me. Dan, why don't you start it off?
Okay, Mike and I, we're both going to talk about a thing we're really interested in, but we would not talk about on a first date situation for fear of sexually repelling the person we were on a date with.
At the moment we become sexually repellent to each other, one of us will say the word buzz. And I believe it's my turn to go first this week.
Sure.
Wait, hold on. I have to apologize for something earlier in the show.
Already?
Yeah. I really, there's a lot of diner characters. Like, we could be a diner for a very long time on this show. Like, ostensibly, I could start every bit of the show pretending to be somebody at a diner that is weird or upsets me. So I feel like people felt this mounting joke coming because we mentioned diners and I didn't do anything about the diners. So I just want to apologize for that. We will certainly start the next, I'll say 12 episodes with diner jokes. Is that okay, Dan?
Yeah, I think okay. That's good.
That's going to make it up to them. All right. I think, I don't know any of the science behind this. And I don't know, I wish I had done some of the research. I wouldn't do the research for like a date situation. But for the show, I wish I had looked it up. But police suspect sketches, like, annoy me so much and get me so angry. And
where are you seeing them? Like, actual ones or, like, film depictions of police sketches?
No, I mean, if you watch the local news, they show them a lot. But they're still going on.
Yeah,
I guess so. And to be, there is a commercial right now for a popular computer company that has a police sketch artist in it, and that's what made me think about this again. The idea of this being a real part of the crime-fighting process is enough for anyone to say, like, well, you guys clearly don't know what you're doing.
Okay, so it was a man with a face, right? Okay.
Great. Hi, I'm from CSI. His face is covered in hairs, and I bet if I go to the crime scene, I can collect all of the genetic code stored in those hairs and see if we can run it through a massive computer that we keep all criminals on and see if maybe if we get him or we get someone related to him, all right?
So you say he had a nose, eh? So
all right, I'm from the criminology department, and you said with that nose, I bet that when he walked in the room and he had to choke this girl, right, I think his nose might have had to hit her from a certain angle because he had a big nose. So I'm going to see if I can figure out how he choked her without her nose doing it. And what do you do exactly, sir?
Ooh, if he choked her, he must have hands, right? I'm going to give him his hands.
What's your job?
Up nice, close
what's
to
your
his
job?
Face.
Can you just tell me what your job is?
And then he'll look out the window.
But exactly! That's what I'm saying! That's how good of a system it sounds like.
And then maybe there's a bowl of oranges here, too. I don't know.
We know you've been through a lot. Here's Matt Groening to draw some From Hell cartoons for you. That's what it sounds like. It's so crazy, the idea that they have all these other systems, and then they're like, oh, and clearly, let's also have a guy draw a picture of him. Draw a picture!
It's not admissible evidence, though, right?
I didn't look it up, but the idea that that guy ever gets a call, the idea that there's anybody who draws police suspects.
All right, let's get Paul in here. Get him to draw something again. It keeps him happy.
The idea that someone in the modern world picks up the phone and someone says, there's just been a crime. We need you to draw what the criminal looks like.
We need your pencil.
And they're not surprised.
And my pencil.
Hand me my pencil. I'm going to take this guy down.
That was at the Fellowship of the Ring when they wanted someone to draw the Mount Doom.
What orcs look like?
Mount Doom.
Am I right? Am I right? Or, like, is that a weird thing to feel?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you should probably look it up to see how helpful is it. My understanding is that they just give it to the detectives, right? And like, it's probably this guy, right?
Oh, what a good drawing. I'm going to put it on my fridge.
Oh, this is getting a gold star for sure.
Oh.
There's just a couple of artists making fun of police artists.
It never.
Yes, sellouts.
They're not. I don't think they're sellouts. I think honestly that they go in and just like I'm sure they're really happy to get the money to do like an incredibly easy drawing.
I guess
that doesn't have to be right. Like, I mean, it's a great job.
But is it a great job?
It's a bad job for society. It's enough to write off the entire investigative system. If you've ever hired someone.
Okay, I don't think you get buzzed there. That's like an interesting thing to like chat about.
You know what I think I would get buzzed on? And it's just like the lie detector thing, like when we talked to Kim Petro about that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that have a hard time believing that the systems they've heard of are fake.
That's true.
You know, that's where I think I would run into resistance, like me getting angry about them, and then someone like being like, "But they catch criminals. That's how they do it." Like, I think that you get into this thing. It's last week. You still haven't given me a solution. How do I tell people they're fucking wrong without sounding like a dick?
Excuse me, madam. I think you may be incorrect there.
I'm going to get a horn. No. Actually, that was Louis the 15th.
Oh.
No, you cannot uncastrate an animal.
Maybe get like a triangle.
Dan, here's why you get me. You know that nothing will be that I can say will be more or less unpleasant than ringing a bell or like that. My words will never get any less unpleasant. But maybe we can change it to a triangle instead of a foghorn.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, it's your turn. Sexually repel me. Hey, wait, I have a question first. If anyone rock climbs, I know you were doing it for a while. See if like sexually repelling,
All right, you just want to get up there, now you want to just sexually repel down the wall.
When just, I get that feeling,
just
I
show
want
that just show the wall what you looked repealing. Like. When you had a lot of acne as a teenager. Yeah, that's very good. Why don't you go ahead and talk about your favorite book to the wall.
These are all the things that I like on a date. Okay, Dan, go ahead. Belay on.
Hey, so it's that time of year where it's hot in the northern hemisphere and the sun is closer to the earth.
Nope.
Bits.
Sorry. Sorry, let me do it again.
That leans.
Let me ring the triangle.
We're leaning towards the sun, and so
good. There you go.
Its rays are more direct.
Right, because of angles, not because of our distance.
And which means that I don't like being outside as much. I am a pale man.
So let's get into this. And I'm almost willing to dedicate an entire series of episodes. You know what? Let's do it. The next six episodes. At
Diners
least
and pale people.
Diners and the sun.
Diners.
This is a huge problem. Like, this is a really, really big problem. I don't like being outside either.
Yeah, no. I'm like an old Chinese woman or something.
And there's this thing with people and in A, one of the verbs that gets used as a verb, which I don't think is even a verb, is being outside, which I think should be removed from the activities list at all.
Why don't you kids go outside? UV radiation.
Yeah, but it's just a thing. It's just being there, being outside. I don't understand it. If that's not an activity. Standing in a location is not an activity.
Like being at the park can be nice, but then like you gotta get shade. I don't understand these sunbathers.
Forest. I don't know why the beach
is canopy,
so popular.
You know,
like why the beach and not the forest? There's no answer for me.
Waves. Sandcastles.
Jellyfish. That's always fun.
Yeah, all the jellyfish stingers that are washing around.
There's no entertainment. It's literally a desert. Nothing. You know, nothing grows on a beach, right?
Moss. Certain types of moss grow.
Saltwater is like death. Saltwater is as bad as like. For most living things, as bad as just emptiness.
Well,
it's a desert.
Well, that's why it left, you know? That's why the living stuff is just like, let's get out of this salt water. It stinks.
Okay, that's a good evolution joke, Dan. but, I mean, I truly have a hard time, and I think it is something that, like, people talk about on dates. How do you feel about the beach, just in terms of attire?
Well, during the summer, I don't like it, except, like, when the sun's not out.
Yeah, nighttime beachery does seem like it would be better, right?
Yeah. Or, like, early morning beachery, which is when you surf, too.
I'm talking clothing attire. I'm not talking about surfers. I want to be clear here.
I always get it, quote unquote, wrong.
Dan.
You know?
Hold on, Dan. Hold on. I need to put a disclaimer out there. We're not talking about activities, people. If you do an activity, you surf on the beach, you've got a thing. We're not even, don't even turn the podcast off and go make cookies. Or you can do both.
Yeah, you
leave
probably
it on.
You probably make cookies and listen to this.
All right. Attire, opinion.
I mean, if you're going to go in the water, something you can go in the water with.
Why is it the only activity where everyone's supposed to wear their underpants?
That's a good point. I don't know. Because of the water? The idea of the water?
And so underpants are required?
Well, water. Water underpants.
But they're underpants. I mean, they're underpants. Everyone's in their underpants. It's weird.
Is it weird?
I
mean, there's sunbathing, you know? I think a part of it is sun exposure.
Also not an activity.
Which I don't like.
How long can people actually do that for?
I don't know.
If I'm 6 minutes in unprotected sun while doing nothing, oh, I'll rip my head off.
I mean, I understand just kind of chilling at a place, you know, but I can't be out in the sun that long. I'm a seeker of the shade.
I think that you would definitely get buzzed by a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I probably have gotten buzzed by a lot of people.
Technically, if I'm already sitting there, you know, they know. They see me. They see me with their eyeballs. They're like, that makes sense.
I think that outdoorsy people are probably of the opinion that everyone should be outdoors. And they probably try and solve your outdoorsiness for you.
No, I know a lot of outdoorsy people. And, yeah, they do want you to be outdoors. But, like, they're usually pretty cool about...
But don't you see how the language here is like similar to a religious zealot? You're like, oh, I know some. Like, yeah, they kind of want you to convert, but like, they're not. He's like, Greg's not in your face about it. So,
they seem to be having a real great time.
It's cool, whatever. It doesn't affect me, you know. That's the same language, and we're talking about people going outside. What is wrong with indoors?
Indoor? I'm not gonna. It's probably
it's the height
material.
Of all. It's the height of all existence in society is indoorsness.
I guess so. Yeah, they never took the Magna Carta out to the lawn.
Is everyone else imagining like a beach day montage of the Magna Carta? And them in their little... Hey, here's another thing. I've talked to this about people. I think that we could make dressing, because of a certain a very popular founding fathers types of movies and media going on right now, I think we could bring back the stuff they used to wear. And if everyone decides to go outside, we're not going to make it happen. We're not going to get to dress like George Washington if we all don't just pretend that like inside with air conditioning is the coolest.
Well, it is the coolest.
Are you some sort of professional comedian?
Maybe.
But that's my point, is we're never going to get anything done if we keep going outside.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you can have fun outside.
Like what? Name one thing.
That isn't better inside?
Just name one thing that's good outside. And if you can
bicycling?
Even name one... What?
Bicycles, bicycling.
Okay. I don't want to go through I don't want to do the bit where I list what's better inside, but clearly with bicycling, whatever that bolo drone is, whatever that sport is, that's definitely the coolest form of bicycling.
What?
The one where they are on like a stock car track and like they're like
at
an angle.
And it's all about like drafting behind your teammates?
Probably not all about, probably just about biking quickly.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to have to be fast, too. Otherwise,
it's probably just about biking quickly.
That draft isn't going to save you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if you weigh 120 pounds, like, a draft isn't really an issue.
Then why are they doing it? Why are they always right behind each other?
Well, I don't know, Dan, because look at what they're doing. Look at how they dress. They don't know what's going on. Why would you listen to them?
I'm not listening to them.
I think you'd get buzzed. I think you would get buzzed a lot of the time on not liking outdoors.
No, I that's not what I said, though. I am afraid of it and am wary of it.
But you like walking, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like going outside.
Oh, you're just impossible. That's why you would get buzzed.
I'm impossible for a quarter of the year.
So this is how we make plans during the summer? Like, oh, hey, Dan, do you want to go outside? Oh, I forgot. You really are afraid of outside. We don't have to do that.
I mean, like, we can go outside. What do you want to do?
No, Dan, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
I mean,
so let's just
need to
just
know what we're
outside.
Doing, and then I'll make the appropriate for how long.
I guess we don't have to do it.
No, I mean, it's cool. We can go outside. Let me know what. Okay, just give me a little bit. I gotta apply my sunblock and maybe bring some carryable shade.
You're impossible. Let's end the game.
It's over.
But as it ends, it will start again because this week we have a honeypot where I called a person I met on Tinder who was at a bar drinking in Austin, Texas, and we talked a little about things going on. So that recording is happening now.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the podcast. Are you out drinking?
What?
What are you doing? Are you out drinking?
Yeah, I'm at this, it's like a two-step bar, but it's mostly hipsters, except that my 80-year-old Mexican landlord comes here and dances with me sometimes.
Wow. I've never heard a sentence I'm less prepared to address. That's a crazy thing to say.
My landlord is great. He doesn't speak any English, but every time I pay my rent, he gives me shots of tequila.
What, is he a cartoon?
No. He's like, I think he's in love with me, but he's just a little too old. I think my age range doesn't hit 80 yet.
What about the language range? Wait, would you date someone you don't speak the same language as you?
Maybe. Depends on how hot they are. If he's like some Italian babe who speaks only Italian, but he spends all of his life just being sexy, then I'd probably date him for a little bit.
Like Amadio?
Like, I did go on a date with an Italian professor named Pablo, but he spoke English.
That's not extractive at all. I hate it when I can communicate with people. Stupid. Wait. So, say who you are so people know what the hell's going on.
Okay, I'm Gloria. I'm in Austin.
Yeah.
Austin,
Texas.
I'm a social media analyst.
There.
I don't know. I feel like.
No,
I'm
I don't
like
want to hear your job.
Your job.
Ew, gross. And we met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Cool. Wait, can you hold the phone any closer to your face?
Let me try to find a quieter spot because I can barely hear you.
It's not quiet. Oh, you can't hear me. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can turn. Oh, I can turn you up a little bit. But you're good now.
Actually,
now
yeah.
I can hear you
a lot better.
You can hear me better? Oh.
Yeah.
I turn it up. Okay. That's better?
Yeah. Turn the volume up. I thought you have a podcast. You should know how audio works.
Don't tell people I'm supposed to be competent. I don't know if everyone knows that's part of my job. I sort of try to portray audio as if it's like a wild animal. Like, oh, we put the trap out. It's not there. Well, you know, I got it. What am I supposed to control it?
Well, I mean, audio is kind of like a wild animal because people that do live audio have to be able to tame audio. You're just not very good at it.
Don't tell them I'm supposed to be good at it. They'll, if they know that there's people that are good, don't do that. They'll know that I'm not doing my job so great. So wait, let's play a quick version of our flagship game. So you've listened to the show.
I only listened to like 5 minutes of it.
Well, maybe that's why I'll cut that part out. What the hell's wrong with you for even admitting that? Here's how you play the game. And you can play it at the bar with people. You're going to talk about something that you want to talk about on a date situation, but you wouldn't want it. You want to talk about it, but if you talked about it on a date, you think it would repel the other person. So something boring, something stupid, something weird that you think a date would be totally sexually repelled by. And when at the moment when I think it's sexually repellent, I'll say the word buzz. All right?
Okay. All right. So there's not a whole lot I won't talk about. So I have to think about something. Let's see. Well, okay. Earlier today, before I came out, I had a really bad ingrown toenail, so I had to cut it out with scissors.
All right, so we're going. So you had a bad toenail. All right.
Ingrown toenail. It hurts really bad. It cuts.
Oh, I've never had an ingrown toenail. Yeah, I don't get why people are grossed out by toes.
Oh, so you have a foot thing.
No, actually, I think I have the opposite. Like, you'd think that I would, like, oh, all feet are beautiful. But I just have a thing where it's like, feet are feet. Like, they're the same to me. So
yeah,
I never...
it was less about the foot thing, and it was about digging into my toes with a pair of scissors.
Oh, lay it on me. Keep going. Let's see if I get grossed out.
I mean, that's kind of as far as it goes. It hurt really bad. I cut it out, and now I'm done with that story.
I think that would creep people out. I know people that have a really big, really hard time with toenails specifically. There's a weird thing where toenails become toenails. Like, when they're on people's feet, nobody's bothered by them, right? And then they come off the foot, and people are, ugh, it's disgusting.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay, you're talking about toenail clippings. I thought you were talking about somebody's toenail falling off, and yes, that is gross.
Oh, wait, so you're not grossed out by, like, digging into your own foot, but you are grossed out by someone's toenail, like, falling off because they hit it?
Yeah, because it turns all, like, black and...
Yours was, like, pussy and, like, grown into your own foot. That wasn't gross?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of gross, but it's my own foot, so I don't care.
I'll give you a good thing.
The problem is that I'm not good at this game because I'm perfect.
Oh, true. You know, that hasn't happened before on the show, but you are right. That's true. Yeah, you can't really play. Yeah, I'll give you a good.
Okay, I got another one if I can go on.
Okay, I was going to give you a fun bar conversation that
that
ingrown toenail is why the same thing happens to rodents with their teeth. Rodents' teeth will, like your ingrown toenail, will grow into their jaws if they don't chew. All right, but let's hear your other story. Let's give it one more shot, then I'll let you get back to drinking.
Okay, well, this one's not gross, though. So
it's okay.
I'm going with boring. So I'm a social media analyst.
All right, already buzzed. So you already did good, but keep going.
Yeah, so what I really do is I work specifically with Facebook and Twitter, but what I try to do is I have clients where I really look at how people engage with their content, and we specifically work with B2B, and really looking to make sure that their CPMs are looking good, they're not spending too much money on impressions, that engagements are looking great, really, you know, maximize their ROI on their in marketing investments.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm going to pause you. You're trying to use more abbreviations, right?
This is how I explain my job to people.
Oh, my God. No, you don't.
But not to, like, somebody. I wouldn't sell it to somebody on a date, but if somebody in the industry asked me, then yeah.
No, but that's perfect. How would you say it to someone on a date?
I would help businesses do social media better.
Oh, man. You know what's
numbers.
So funny? Is, like, your job is one of those jobs where, like, it is actually, you are one of the few people on the internet who understand what's going on, but in the description, and it's actually really cool, but in the description of it, every time, you're right, it's totally boring sounding from the outside. Without getting into details, it is
like
a snooze fest.
It's, like, boring and also kind of, like, it's difficult to understand, so people glaze over.
Because if everyone understood it who used social media, we wouldn't need anyone like you. But because no one gets it, they're just like, I'm going to type one. I don't like big shoes.
Yes. I mean, that's what I type on my own, but, you know.
Right, of course. And big shoes are horrible, and those people need to be sent to prison. But, you know, that's the way it goes. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. Glory, you did great. That was so boring.
What do I win?
You win knowing not to say that in front of boys or girls or people you're trying to have sex with.
Both.
Well, and thank you, everyone. Hope we have said everything. Get back to two-stepping, which is the only way I think people should dance.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. It's like a redneck waltz.
Why do I have to make up? Here's a buzz thing you can do. Why do I have to make up dance moves?
You don't have to, but then you just be boring at it. I think the worst part about two-stepping is like throwing women up in the air, and I weigh too much for that.
No, you don't weigh too much, Gloria. You're perfect. I thought we discussed this.
I weigh the perfect amount, but I just end up around very weak men.
Oh. I would be terrified if, like, some guy was, if I did weigh a little more, and someone was like, oh, no, I could throw you. It's fine. Let's do it.
I'm pretty sure it's terrifying that you're dancing with a stranger and he just picks it up and throws it in the air. I don't even trust my friends to do that.
Yeah. No, good point. Gloria, you're the best. I'll talk to you later. Have fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Honey bun.
Lovely, right? That was the honeypot of the week. Something
that was
fun to do on the internet.
That was real good.
I have a question that I didn't get to address with Gloria. With you, Dan.
Okay.
Why the fuck is it my responsibility to make up dance moves?
For who?
When I go dancing. It used to be a thing for a very long time that dances were all ritual and you didn't have to know anything. Why am I having to create a choreographed dance like every single time I go out to dance? It's probably one of the main reasons I don't like dancing. Why do I have to be...
Just move to the music.
Dan?
Just...
You know that's not true.
What do you mean?
Just move to the music. How is that relaxing? I would be much more relaxed if I had to do a waltz and I didn't have to think about what I was doing. Like, it was just muscle memory.
Dancing is a lot muscle memory if you're familiar
what
with the music.
What muscle memory? If you're a professional dancer, I'm sure that doing the type of modern dance, people are dancing. They're making up moves. They're doing stuff. I don't know why I have to do that.
I think the amount of moves they're actually making up is not really. I don't think they're claiming like, oh yeah, I made up this move. It's called
no, because they
shaking
can't,
my butt.
Because we don't, Dan. We don't even give people credit. That's what's so fucked up about it. Oh, I'm so hot this episode. I'm so upset about it. We don't give people shaking their butts at clubs, Dan, any credit. They're making up dance moves. They're choosing to have to make up moves every time.
Have you ever approached someone dancing and talked to them about this?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. When I was a kid and I was
Where did you make up all these moves?
Because nobody can claim credit. When I was a kid and I would watch TV, they would always be talking in clubs, which is impossible.
Yeah, no, TV did very much lie about what happens at clubs. You can't hear anything.
Specifically the Wayans Brothers TV show.
Ugh, those Wayans Brothers, they're having full-on conversations in clubs.
Full-on conversations about, like, money?
With
and, like,
detail and subtlety and...
It's insane.
And I've never accomplished that.
Yeah. People are shaking their butts, Dan, and it's crazy, and they're not getting enough credit. We're not, even you said it, you're like, oh, they're not really making up that many moves. It's because we don't want to admit it. Like, everyone has to go to a club and make up whatever dance moves they're going to do that night. And guess what? They don't even know what music they're going to play.
Yeah, I mean, like, you probably know the type of music they're going to play, and that's why you're going to that club.
I want to start the game again, because I have another one. So, drag in the theme song.
Patrolling the internet for ne'er-do-wells and the pearls amongst swine from the Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me blimp, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me with Mike Ballett and Dan Kane.
What's with... All right, so I'm starting again. Here's Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me. The rules of the game are me and Dan, or in this case, Michael, because he's really upset about this, talk about something and Dan tells me when he gets repelled, and I guarantee this will upset Dan.
Okay. I'm ready to be upset.
the subtitle to the book you write about me. When did people have to start concentrating on music? When I see, like, music...
Almost immediately.
But I'm saying, like...
like the moment it happened.
If you watch stuff, if there's always, like, older stuff. There's always this idea of the people just playing music in the corner. And, like I don't know when everybody... like, I don't know why a concert has to involve facing a stage and, like, listening to the musician. Like... If I was at my house and like I was like, okay, everyone shut up, the stereo's on at a party, right? That's what you're asking me to do. If I'm not going to go to a concert, if I'm not allowed to do anything else, if you can't think I can't hear your music, like, I don't know enough about music, and I doubt anyone going.
You're talking about just different types of musical performance, though.
I don't understand why even seeing a great musician has to involve like me sitting there looking at them play with their fucking hands.
I mean, you don't have to. You can go and not watch them. You just want to listen to them. But if you don't want to even listen to them, why are you there?
Okay, I want to listen to them, but I can talk and listen at the same time. This has been proven through every party ever. So I'm just saying...
I mean, if you're going with someone who can listen to you and listen to the music at the same time, and you're bumming out everyone around you...
Yeah, there you go.
Well then, yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to go to concerts.
Why?
You're banned. You just don't, you don't get it, I guess.
I don't think I do get it, but what I'm saying is this is just like the dancing and no one giving people credit. I'm taking away credit from people who are getting credit. I think most people going to see a concert do not know enough about music to be able to, it's warranting their concentration.
That's for them to decide, though.
They're definitely not going to like, I think most people are just concentrating because that's what everyone's supposed to do. And then what are we supposed to, how are you're going to dance and look at them and concentrate on the music? You have to be facing the stage. If someone's allowed to dance at a concert where we're supposed to be paying attention to the music, why can't I like play video games?
I think you could play video games if you wanted to. But not in a way that it becomes, bad for the other people trying to enjoy the show. And same with dancing. You can't dance beyond the point where it's harming other people's time, depending on the genre of music you're seeing.
But I don't think you're understanding my whole point here.
I am understanding your point. You don't seem to understand what a concert is, which is a group of people who are calling themselves fans of the artist, or at least highly interested in the musical arrangements that the person has put together, or people, for their listening pleasure.
I don't understand why it all has to be concentrated on the stage. I don't understand. I don't think most people are understanding what's going on musically. I think that we're all doing it because someone at some point started saying, like, oh, go really pay attention to the music.
Pay attention to the music. Pay attention. Look at it.
Shh, my stereo's on. Everyone shut up. I'm going to play this CD. Look at the way it spins. Much more interesting, actually. Now that I say it. Oh, my God. Much more interesting.
All right, Buzz.
I'm serious. Most people playing... I've seen people play a guitar. I'm not
talking
about...
All right, why don't you go watch those videos on YouTube where people are spinning their vinyl? But don't turn off the volume. Please don't listen to the song or ruin it.
Are you kidding? That is much more interesting than seeing an okay guitarist with okay stage presence. I'm not talking about massive concerts that do take the time to put on huge production. We're not talking about Madonna. We're not talking about Kanye West. We're not talking about, you know, Vegas. I'm talking about entry to mid-level musicians. You know, people just starting to record. People just getting record contracts. All the way down to, like, the shows that you and I see all the time. Why do I have to concentrate on you? What am I getting out of it? Looking at you, playing
music. If you don't like it, then leave.
I like hearing it. Why can't that be all I do with it?
That can be, as long as you're not detracting from other people's time.
Dan, shh, be quiet. Everyone watch. My tape player. Ooh, look at it as it spins.
No one
never do it.
Are you going to concerts and, like, not looking at the stage and people being like, yo, look at the stage. Yo, why aren't you looking at the stage? Look at the stage. No one gives a shit.
I think that if you and I brought 10 or 12 people to a concert of about 100 people and we all got in a group and we're just talking and having a normal party at this mid-level concert, you know, 100 people, I think everyone else in the concert would get very annoyed at us.
Yeah, because you're taking away from their auditory experience.
It shouldn't.
It should not.
It should not. If they want to hear it in perfect quality, then they should go get the CD.
You should the recording get the CD equipment because you don't like the visual elements of the concert.
All I'm saying is most visual elements of most concerts are people standing on a stage playing the music.
Yeah, some people don't have great stage performance. You can get mad at them for it if you want. You know, you can go, come on, man, wake it up. Give me something to see. You know, but if you're just going to sit there and whine about it.
That voice gets me. Can you do other stuff in that voice? Can you tell me that you need your shirt dry cleaned a specific way at my dry cleaners? Hello, hi, welcome to Mike's dry cleaning.
I need this perm pressed.
Okay, we do that. That's an extra 50 cents.
What?
Absolutely. Yeah.
50 cents per shirt. Per perm.
Now it's per shirt once per lifetime.
I'm out of here. That's crazy. What? I'm taking this.
Oh, my God. No, those are our paper clips. Oh, fuck. Well, that's where that 50 cents goes to, and that's what happens. This is the stupidest thing we've ever done on this show. What a bad idea.
Okay,
I gave you
that's
nothing.
That's it, guys. We're done.
And I was just running a dry cleaner normal. All right. That's been the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mike Fallick. Make sure to anally express your dogs.
I'm Dan Kane. And then, you know, go outside.
Good night.
With sunscreen.
Don't go outside. Good night, everybody.